Howdy, folks. You know, fashion experts, they've discovered that the clothes which keep a man looking his best are worn by girls. This is Pat Buttram inviting you for a delicious double mint chewing gum to another go-round of just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, it's just entertainment. And I've been entertaining myself by reading about some of the excuses folks use to get divorces. A Los Angeles woman, she got unhitched because her husband made her unscrew the electric light bulbs to save wear and tear on the switches. Now, and a woman in Chicago divorced her husband on the grounds that he played poker with the boys for high stakes, but when he played with her, it was a 3-cent limit. And she told the court that all she wanted was the same chance his pals had to win his money. Then there was a man in Lansing, Michigan, who wanted a divorce on the grounds that his eyeglasses were out of focus when he married this girl. You know, one way to keep everything running smoothly at home is to share the good things of life 50-50 with your husband or wife. I know when I take a stick of double mint gum, I generally offer one to my wife, too. Because double mint pleases folks every time with the delicious flavor and the smooth, satisfying chewing. And I'll tell you, when folks are pleased, they're a lot easier to live with. You know that? Well, I hope you and your helpmate will strike up a friendship with refreshing double mint gum real soon there. Right now, 5 friendly people are standing here waiting to entertain you. Paula Richards and the Jack Halloran Quartet, they're going to sing Don't Give Up the Ship.
Shipmates, stand together. Don't give up the ship. Fair or stormy weather, we won't give up, we won't give up the ship. Friends and pals forever, it's a long, long trip. If you have to take a lick and carry on and quit your kicking, don't give up the ship. Ship ahoy, ship ahoy, ship ahoy.
Shipmates, stand together, don't give up the ship. There are stormy weather, we won't give up, we won't give up the ship.
Friends and pals forever, it's a long, long trip. If you have to take a lick and carry on and quit your kick and don't give up the ship.
How Paula and the boys come out even on those songs where they join forces, that sure beats me, huh? When I sing with a quartet, I don't know, seems to me like they're either trying to hurry me up or they're dragging along behind me or something. Maybe they like Paula better than me, you know? I don't know why they should, though, unless it's because she brings them cookies or cake every once in a while. Speaking of things like cake, I had a cousin down in Winston County. His nickname was Hungry. Hungry Buttram, we called him. He claimed that he ate like a bird, and well, I guess maybe he was right about that. You know, a bird eats a peck at a time, they say. But with all the eating he did, old Hungry, he had to take a lot of joshing with it. Like folks would say, Hungry, I hear you've got your weight down to 120 now. I'll give him credit, though. He never got mad. Of course, I guess it had taken him quite a while to get mad clear through. He was, but I don't know, that we should make fun of hungry, because practically all of us eat too much. I know a good way to keep out of calorie mischief is to chew delicious double mint gum. See, when you're chewing double mint, you're not munching between meals, like, and your stomach will sure appreciate that. You better buy some today and just keep it handy. Delicious, refreshing, healthful double mint chewing gum. Maybe instead of talking so much here, I should let the quartet sing. They're going to do it anyhow. Might as well. But here they are, all right?
Lindy, Lindy, sweet as the sugar cane. Lindy, Lindy, say you. A shining, there my heart is a pining. Meet me, pretty Lindy, by the watermelon vine. Lindy, Lindy, sweet as the sugar cane, Lindy. My little sugar plum, come on, tell me you're mine. And when the moon is a-shining, you know there my heart will be pining. Please meet me, pretty Lindy, down by the water. The sugar cane.
You gotta give that quartet credit, you know, the way they pick timely numbers like by the watermelon vine, Lindy, right when the watermelon season is all over. I've noticed that some people, you know, manage to live good without working any to speak of. Now, that has nothing to do with the quartet. It's just what you might call a random observation. Now, the reason some people live good without working, though, is credit. I saw an ad in a Chicago paper the other day offering second-hand cars for nothing down in so much a week, you know. But it did say to get a car on these terms, you had to have been with your present employer at least 9 days. Credit is pretty important to have, but it's pretty hard to get when you really need it, you know. The poet Robert Frost, he once said that a bank is a place where they'll lend you an umbrella in fair weather and then ask for it back when the rain starts. Well, my Uncle Delbert, he said practically the same thing when he called a bank. He said it was a place that'll always lend you money if you can prove to them that you don't need it. I don't know why I'm carrying on so about money, though. Down home, we sure never had any. Folks used to say us Buttrams, they said we were too poor to paint and too proud to whitewash. That was us. Well, you know, one of the nice things about double mint chewing gum is it... It costs a little that anybody can enjoy it. And you can enjoy it as often as you like, too. No matter, you know, where you are or what you're doing, you can sink your teeth into smooth double mint most any time and just enjoy the satisfaction of pleasant chewing while you go right ahead with whatever else you got a mind to. It's good for you to enjoy a healthful treat that gives you wholesome pleasure all through the day's routine there. Delicious double mint chewing gum. Well, it's getting along towards Buttram bonus time. Our Buttram bonus today is going to reveal the secret on how to be popular. That's something most everybody wants, and There's a set of rules that can't help but work. Rule one is to get acquainted with a lot of uninteresting people. I mean, if you're going to be popular, you can't stand too much competition, you know. Now, rule two is this. Bore others less than they bore you. I mean, being popular consists as much of what you don't say as what you do say. And rule three is to remember nice things that you hear about a person and then repeat them to him, see? What you have to do here most of the time is just make things up, I've found out. Rule four is real important. Don't work too hard at being popular. That's because if you get too popular, you know, so popular that everybody's talking about how popular you are, you'll get folks so jealous that you'll soon be the most unpopular person in town. To get right down to it, I'd say that the work you have to do to be everybody's pal is not worth the reward. I know for myself, if my friends can't just take me the way I am, well, my dog still likes me. And if he ever starts demanding that artificial kind of friendship, well, I can always get another dog. We don't have a contract, you know. That's our Buttram bonus for today. And here's a little girl who's popular without working at it. That's Paula Richards.
I once had a gown, it was almost new. Oh, the daintiest thing, it was sweet Alice Blue, with little forget-me-nots placed here and there. When I had it on, I walked on the air, and it wore, and it wore, and it wore, till it went, and it wasn't no more. In my sweet little Alice Blue gown, when I first wandered down into town, I was both proud and shy as I felt every eye. But in every shop window I'd primp passing by. Then in matter of fashion I'd frown. Then the world seemed to smile all around. Till it wilted, I wore it. I'll always adore it. My sweet little Alice Blue Gown.
Oh, that is pretty. Well, that's it for today. Be sure to carry delicious double mint chewing gum with you and chew it often for a delicious, healthful refreshment there. Now, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that there are three sides to every question. Your side, his side, and to heck with it. Goodbye. We'll see you tomorrow.